All right, welcome back, TDR TV. This portion of our show brought to you by WrestleLite Sports Products, well made with our athletes in mind. Discover why you too should have a WrestleLite Sports Surface in your room. Visit them online at WrestleLite.com. And by First Federal Savings Bank of Iowa. Find out why I bank with First Federal Savings Bank of Iowa. Now check into their checking with perks at First Federal Savings Bank of Iowa. What do you say? We head out to California and Cal Poly. How about that? Mark Perry joins us. Mark, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. Just got a lot of little things going on and just trying to take care of some business.
You know, you've done some rather creative stuff now since you've been the co-head coach. You brought on a new assistant coach there, Tyrell Todd, which brings some young blood into the, and not just into the coaching staff, but into the room. The guy knows what he's talking about. I wouldn't want to mess with him, that's for sure. I definitely follow his advice as a coach. But it's also allowed you guys to do a little bit more thorough job of recruiting. It gives you a little more time to coach. Let's talk about recruiting first. Are you guys pleased with where you're at currently with recruiting, those that you've got commitments from? Are you pleased?
Yeah. I would say from last season, we're pleased with how it turned out. Last year's recruiting class, you know, we got top five kids that were overall top 100 recruits when we signed them. And then, you know, I'm pleased with the transfers we got. We got Atticus Disney, who transferred from Minnesota, who is, you know, doing a good job. And we had Barrett Abel, who won the Pac-10, Shamishi Davis, and Steph Hampton. So, you know, when you get a core of guys that want to win and, you know, it's not necessarily just being part of something, they're in it for a certain reason, and they're in it to win championships. You know, it helps your program move forward. And as far as the, you know, upcoming recruiting class goes, we got our eyes on some pretty big fish, and, you know, those are the kind of guys we want in our program. Bottom line is we want guys that want to be national champs, and if they don't want to be national champs, then you know, it's going to be maybe not a wise decision on their part to join board.
We're talking with Mark Perry, the co-head coach of the Cal Poly Mustangs. Mark, the Pac-10 is markedly improving each and every year. The competition level is just going through the roof. And one of the reasons why, of course, you're out there, Zaleski's out there now at Oregon State. Boise is always going to be strong, but you guys, when I mentioned this to Zaleski earlier, I said Cal Poly is so improved that they become dangerous. Talk a bit about you guys inside the pack and your expectations of the pack this year.
Well, I think exactly like you said, and along with those teams, Arizona State's getting better too. But I think, like you said, you know, the Pac-10 is pretty tough right now. It's probably, I would say, you know, depth-wise, it's probably doing better than it has in a long, long while. I didn't follow it, you know, 20, 30 years ago, but the Pac-10 has a lot of, you know, good wrestlers at all weight classes. Some weight classes, they're 6-7 deep that are top 20 in the country now. And, you know, those are good things to see. That's good for the West Coast. And that's just, you know, a feather in the hat of all the coaches in the Pac-10. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're not taking a backseat to anybody. We're trying to win the Pac-10s, and we want to win it every year, and we want to be a team that is, you know, considered the powerhouse of the West Coast. You know, we want to become one of the top programs and dominate West Coast wrestling on a consistent basis. But that's not going to happen overnight. We're not there right now. We're moving in that direction, but before you get there's plenty of tough teams to approach, and Boise State and some holes is right number one in the country, so that's not an easy task by any means. But that is the expectations of the program, and that's the expectations of the athletes and coaching staff. So, you know, it's a lot of work, but that's the direction we're heading.
No easy job of the sport of wrestling, that's for sure. Thinking about the world championships that will take place in Moscow here in just the next couple of days, what are your thoughts on America's opportunity for gold, silver, and bronze? Some of the pundits have Russia at 5-7 golds. What are your thoughts? I should say 5-7 golds freestyle. Let me be clear.
Yeah, you know, for me, it's it's different kind of seeing all these guys who used to wrestle and be part, you know, team. They're either teammates like Brent Metcalf or guys. So, you know, they're all young. I know the guys. I know they're, you know, have a deep passion for wrestling. You know, I think the bottom line is they have to go out and they need to wrestle hard and offensive. You know, if we're trying to beat the Russians on that strategic standpoint, it's not happening. You know, we've tried to do it for however many years. You look at our Olympic champions, my uncle John Smith, and look back even to Randy Lewis and Kendall Cross and Tom Brands and Kel Sanderson and Henry Cejudo of recent. They're offensive. They're on those guys, you know, and they are, they're making them wrestle, and they're wrestling their style, and that's why they were great. That's why they're Olympic champions. And I think if our wrestlers, they have the capability of doing that, if they go out there and just wrestle without fear of making a mistake, we'll bring home a lot of medals, and I think we will have world champions. But if they try to, you know, beat them on strategic style, I don't see it happening.
Well, you know, and that's an honest observation from a guy who's literally been raised in the sport of wrestling, Coach Mark Perry, joining us. Mark, you've got a rather unique view of the country and your pick of events to compete within throughout the year. Where will you guys be as far as the major tournaments this year? I'm looking online. I don't see a schedule complete yet. What big tournaments will you be competing in?
Well, this upcoming season, you know, I would say for the most part, especially first semester, we're focusing more on tournaments than, you know, maybe trying to get just big, big dual meets, even though that's nice. We're going to be pretty much everywhere. We're hitting, you know, the Fullerton Open first, but then we go to Las Vegas, and then we go to Reno, and then we go to the Midland. So we're going to have our hands full with tournaments in that first, you know, first little section of the season. So we got to be smart as coaches, though, you know, and kind of see where our guys are at, because that can be a meat grinder, you know, especially hitting Vegas, Reno, and Midlands. Those are probably three of your tougher open tournaments.
Yeah, they absolutely are three of your toughest open tournaments. So it's going to be a more of a tournament setting for you in the first part of the year. The second part, as we make our way into 2011, that'll be when the dual meets really start to not just take shape, but become relatively important as you make your way to Philadelphia, all the way across the country for the national championships. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, we are. I mean, that's what we talk about. We don't really talk about anything else besides, you know, to the individuals, besides what training to be an individual national champion. I honestly see, just from, you know, the mindset I've come from, and the way I've been raised, you know, why put as much time in your pretty much your life into the sport if you're not trying to be an individual national champ? So that's where Philadelphia leads, and you know, that's what guys have been getting ready for since last March.
Hopefully they've been getting ready for it their entire lives. This is an ultimate goal for some young men, and the stage is set for what used to be the Wachovia Center, now the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Now, one other thing I want to bring up. You guys have been rather creative in fundraising this year. You had an event on campus there to help raise money at the Mott Gym, and it was successful. Indeed, it was very successful. What are your thoughts on holding a mixed martial arts event on campus, and should more schools be looking at the possibility of doing this to help allay some of the fundraising fears that coaches have, that ADs have?
Yeah, it's, you know, it was a good event. We're hosting another one this April. But, you know, at the end of the day, that event is more of, it's, you know, kind of give back to the community, and a little bit of it's the community giving back to the athletic department. But, it's, that's not really our major fundraising tools right now that we're attacking. That's obviously not going to endow programs. I think it's good, you know, if you want to bring in another assistant coach, or you want to raise, you know, a little bit more money for your budget, that's going to do the job. But it's not it's definitely not an endowing event, but it's a great event, you know. It's a great event, and it is going to put, you know, $40,000, $50,000 in in your bank account. You know, as far as coaches, I mean, no matter where you're located right now, I think it's pretty smart if you're proactive in trying to endow your programs. And the point I'm trying to get is that that's not the way to go, but, it definitely helps. It definitely helped our program last year. You know, it helped us raise scholarship and bring in, you know, guys like Tyrell Todd. So,
absolutely. Well, I applaud the effort because it's thinking outside the box, and it's something that your athletic department got behind, and the community absolutely got behind it too. So while we're challenging everybody else to think outside the box, we applaud you for doing so. Good job by you.
Yeah, thank you.
Mark Perry, always good to talk to you, brother. Appreciate you taking time out on your day to join us on the show.
No problem. Thanks for having me on.
This portion of our show brought to you by Brood Adidas, the strongest team in wrestling. Won't you stand by? We'll be back. More TDR when we continue.